So let's review. The Gemara Daf Samach Tes mentioned the statement of Shmuel, Kol Haaretz is Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael Yisrael Bavel. The people in Eretz Yisrael were successful at retaining the purity of their lineage, as opposed to other lands. However, they are considered tainted compared to Bavel because of the psulim that came to Eretz Yisrael and intermarried. The Gemara now records several attempts to institute a different standard. Bimei Rebbe, Bikshu Lases Bavel Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. During the times of Rebbe, people tried to reverse this standard, as Rashi explains. Lahagzik mishpachis Eretz Yisrael miyuchasis velivdik acha mishpachis Bavel. The lineage of families from Eretz Yisrael should be assumed to be pure, and the lineage of families from Bavel should require confirmation. In response, Reb Chanina bar Chama testified, Eretz Yisrael isa lebavel, and the original standard was upheld. A similar incident, Bimei Reb Pinchas, bikshu lases Bavel isa le'Eretz Yisrael. Another such attempt was made in the times of Reb Pinchas. In response, he lectured in the Beis Medrash and first taught another unrelated halacha. Ein shechita la'if min ha'Torah. Although the Torah mandates slaughtering animals with shechita, the obligation to ritually slaughter a bird is merely midrabanan. Adiyasvim v'kma'ayni ba amalohu. As they were pondering this perplexing halacha, he interjected and added, Eretz Yisrael isa le'Bavel. Bavel's lineage is purer than that of Eretz Yisrael. And natlu barisa baratzu. He then had his servants quickly remove him from the room in order not to be pressured to disclose the identity of the impure families of Eretz Yisrael. Subsequently, Yashvu ubatku achigil sakana upirshu. The students attempted to identify these families. However, this became too dangerous because of certain powerful families, and so they ceased their efforts. Similarly, Rabbi Yechon commented, Biyadenuhi, it is certainly possible to identify the psulim. However, even distinguished families have intermarried with them, and mishpacha shenitma nitma. Once a tainted family has unknowingly intermarried into Klal Yisrael, we let it be, and they will become pure in the times of Mashiach. However, kagan elu diyadin, families who had a certain status, they were either considered pure and were forcibly isolated, or considered tainted and were forcibly intermarried. Eliyahu bo letamei letar lerachik lekarav. Eliyahu Novi will reveal their true status. The Gemara discusses how the Chacham dealt with tainted families. The Chacham did not reveal the identity of a certain tainted family. However, they passed on this information to their children and students once every 7 years. Others say they did so twice every 7 years. The Gemara brings a similar debate. The Pasuk says regarding Shem ben Dalet Oisius, the four-letter name of Hashem. Zeshmi le'aylam v'zezichri le'dar. The different terms Zeshmi and Zezichri indicate that Loikish ani nichtav ani nikra. Nichtav ani b'yud hei v'nikra ba'alav dalet. It is written yud kei v'alav kei, but not pronounced that way. Rather, it's pronounced as alav dalet nun yud. Therefore, Chacham meisunois l'tamidein pam'achas b'shevua. Chacham would only reveal the pronunciation of hei vav yud hei once every 7 years, because the word li'alam is written li'alam without a vav, and can be read li'alim to be kept hidden. V'amrila, pamayim b'shevua. The Gemara next discusses the transmission of other names of Hashem. Bereshayna, Shem ben Yudbeis Oisis, hayu meisunoisai l'chaladim. The 12-letter name was originally transmitted freely. Mishrabah ha'pritzim hayu meisunoisai l'tznu m'shabekuhuna. After widespread misuse, it was only revealed to certain discreet kahanim. These snum would say it during Birchas Kahanim under cover of the other Kahanim singing. Similarly, Shem ben Membe Zaisius, Ein Moshe Noise El Lemisha Tznua V'Anav V'Oimid B'Chatz Yamav. The 42-letter name is only revealed to discreet, humble people who are at least 35 years old. Ve'in Akayis, Ve'in Mishtaker, Ve'in Maimel Amidaisiv, and do not become enraged or drunk and are forgiving, and so they will not use it improperly. And one who is careful to use it cautiously and with purity, is beloved by Hashem and by others and inspires awe, and inherits a portion in both this and the next world. Rashi writes, Shem ben Shtaim Esrei uven arbaim v'shtaim le'pirshu lanu. These shemers are not known to us. The Gemara returns to the topic of purity of lineage and differentiates between various countries. Bavel b'cheskes k'sheiro oimedes ashivadu lach b'ma nifsla. Families from Bavel are assumed to be pure unless verified otherwise. Sha'arot is b'cheskes p'sul heinoimedes ashivadu lach b'ma nichshara. families from other countries are assumed to be impure unless verified otherwise. Eretz Yisrael muchzik lifsul pasul, muchzik lekasher, kasher. Families from Eretz Yisrael that are known to be pure or impure must be treated accordingly. Hastama, but if their status is unknown, lasiya isha pasul, before marriage they are considered impure and must be investigated. Lahaitzi isha miyadei kasher. However, after marriage they're considered pure without an investigation, and they may remain married. The Gemara then describes the status of specific countries. Bavel Bria. Bavel is healthy, meaning all its people are considered pure. Meshin Misa. Meshin is dead, meaning all its residents are considered mamzerim. Madai Chayla. Rav Chayla Nechayim. Media is sick, and most sick people survive, meaning the majority are pure. Elim Geisesis. Rav Geisim Lemisa. Elim is deathly ill, and most such people do not survive, meaning the majority are impure. The Gemara discusses how to determine ancestry before marrying. Ato anan miyedinim hechek asinan. No one is really certain of their lineage because the pasuk says, "Nashim b'tziyin inu besulois ba'ar Yehuda." Women were violated at the time of the Churban, and any family may be from their descendants. Furthermore, the pasuk also describes people of those times, "Sha'eichlin b'shaisin ze'em ze'eh, umadvikim mitesem zu bezu, umachlifin neshasem ze'la ze'eh," who engaged in illicit relations. David, the Gemara suggests, Sil basashtikusa, quiet, peaceful people may be assumed pure, because as Rashi explains, stam b'nei meriva hem psulon. Quarrelsome people are often psulon because mitech psulon, show you parshin mehem, not true eva v'chziku b'meriva. Since they were isolated, they became spiteful. Therefore, ki mitzu beitre b'hadi adadi, chazu haiminai dekad meshasek, amri haimiyuches tvei. When two people fight, the one who stops first is of pure lineage. The Gemara seeks to delineate ad heichen hi bavel. And Rav Shmuel each provide names of cities or other geographical markers for the exact borders of bavel regarding lineage.